An effort to streamline the regulatory process for small hydropower dams is generating a rare moment of bipartisanship in Congress. Two bills sailed through a Senate committee Wednesday, and they've already passed the House. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
Whatever gridlock exists elsewhere, it didn't show up in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it in S-545.
Senators from the hydropower-rich Northwest helped lead the charge. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, Washington Democrats Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray, and Idaho Republicans Jim Risch and Mike Crapo. Washington Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers backed the companion bill in the House. Neil Neruzzo of the Snohomish County Public Utility District says it doesn't make sense for small local hydropower projects to jump through the same hoops as mega dams.
These projects we feel we can develop in a way that's environmentally benign. Oftentimes they're built above natural barriers to fish that are migrating, above waterfalls.
A related bill would make it easier to generate hydropower in irrigation canals and pipelines overseen by the Bureau of Reclamation. That could include several in southern Idaho. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.